The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to February 2008.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show where you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Kathy Bush, and today we have three of our regular panelists with us. So,
dying hard.
That's indeed,
right.
Absolutely. And let me introduce the panel to you. To my right, from the College of Engineering and Sciences, the person who runs its pre-college engineering programs, it's Dan, the DAPSEP man, Maggio.
Greetings, Kathy.
Greetings back at you, Dan.
I was here last Friday, but nobody showed up.
Oh, yeah, well, we had to change taping time. You know, these details.
Sorry.
These things happen. So, now, across the table from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, and someone who made that MFA meeting roll a little faster today, it's Professor Matt Maya.
I call the question whenever I can.
And you did it. You were fierce there.
Oh,
fierce, Matt, making it move.
I've been to too many meetings for my age.
I was going to say, that's got to be tough.
For one so young. He's been to so many meetings.
Hey.
MFA.
The McNichols
Faculty Assembly.
Yes, so that's our faculty group that has instituted a shared governance process here on campus. And you're an officer or something, right, man?
Something.
Yeah, I know you're some dude. Don't you
I
have
think
some
I'm
title?
I'm vice president. I'm in charge of elections.
I was going to say, you've got
you're
a whole bunch of
special.
That's for sure.
There you go.
That. We'll see.
Now, sitting next to Matt, is Professor Beth Oljar from the Department of Philosophy.
Greetings. Good to be here.
Just has been awarded a much, much well-deserved research leave.
Hurrah.
So we're all excited for Beth and hope she'll make it down for a few tapings at point. But we're happy she's got that research leave.
And I get to decorate my house and finish my townhouse and maybe actually unpack my pictures.
There you go.
We haven't put any art on the walls because we want to rearrange things, and I don't quite see the point of, you know, making one set of holes or whatever and then
those set of holes, you know. Well, this is a show where you can send us questions on art, on Robert's Rules of Order. You can send it on action figures. You can send it on about anything. And if you stump the panel, you win one of our two Fabu t-shirts. And if you don't stump the panel, you still get a shirt. So, hey, what you got to lose? Why don't you send us some questions and find out what we're sporting in UDM gear. It's pretty nice. So you can send those questions to our own ATP site, which is www.udmercy.edu/ATP for Ask the Prof. You can even fax the professor at area code 313-993-1166, or use the U.S. Postal Service and send them care of the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols in Detroit, Michigan, 48221 is the postal code. And we were left off last time with a set of questions from Oriel Adams of Birmingham, Michigan, and these were really kind of cool questions. She won a 7 out of 10 for passing, and so far, you were winning. I'm happy to report. And there were two questions left, so let's wrap up these, and we can move on to some others. What former Los Angeles Ram lost the role of Sam Malone on Cheers, but he did end up making several appearances on the program as sportscaster Dave Richards? And this person later went on to star on Hunter.
Yes, that's the guy. I don't know his name, though.
Okay.
It's not Roger something, is it?
No. First initial is F.
Fred.
Fred. Okay.
Fred. Thompson.
The last name is very... he's left the scene. That's right.
No, I can see the intro to Hunter, playing on my television.
I can see his character on Cheers. I can see the episodes, but
I don't remember this character at all, but I think the last time I saw an episode of Cheers was its final episode. I have to admit, I just never kind of got into reruns of it. His name is Fred Dreyer.
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, all right.
Okay. I've really followed the Rams when they were in LA.
I was going to say.
His favorite team.
And our final question from Oriel Adams is, Rob Reiner's then-wife almost landed the role of Gloria on All in the Family, until producers decided that Sally Struthers' button-cute features more closely matched those of her TV dad, Carol O'Connor. Can you name the person that Sally Struthers replaced?
It wasn't Penny Marshall.
Penny Marshall.
Oh, yeah. Be danged.
Wow. That's...
She was married?
To Rob Reiner.
Yeah, and so, gee, that's... That would have been interesting, seeing her as Carol O'Connor's daughter.
Gloria, right?
Yeah, Gloria. Yeah. She had that really plaintive cry when she would cry.
I really can't see anybody but Sally Struthers in that part.
I can picture Sally Struthers on South Park.
Yeah, I was thinking of that, too. I know. I kind of wish, like, okie dokie.
Marvin.
All right. Okay, well, let me add it up. I'm sorry to say, Oriole, that you'll be receiving a T-shirt. But in any non-winners category, but we'll get that out in the post to you, and we thank you, and certainly send more. Those were fun. Those were like lots of different kind of TV and people who replaced whom and that kind of thing. Now, we were really fortunate last week in having a visit from Dave Chow at the College for Creative Studies, and he wrote a nice thank you note saying, thank you so much for inviting me to join the merry cast of characters on the Ask the Professor show. I told Matt Mayo on the way out that I felt honored to have possibly sat in the same chair that the likes of George Pickering, Art Beer, or Fred Hayes might have sat in. Being able to hold my own there was about as much fun as feathered underwear. Not that I know that experience. All right, Dave. So my sincere thanks for allowing me to be... Well, I'm glad you cleared that up for us, Dan.
Yeah,
well.
That was an overshare, yeah. Dan. I really didn't need that much information.
So my sincere thanks for allowing me to be part of the inner workings, and I'd be honored anytime you folks would have me again. And he said, I'd even be willing to bring donuts, bun cake, or cookies, or some other fructose-laden product to keep the panel's energy up. So we definitely got to have him back. So we enjoyed having Dave with us, and as I say, we hope that he would come back and join us.
Sorry, I missed him.
Once again.
I was getting my...
Don't worry. He was really nice. Lots of fun. Well, we got a big event in the U.S., and in honor of that, we have some Super Bowl trivia questions.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
Talking about the Project Runway there.
About what?
Nothing.
Project Runway? Yeah. If only there was. I would let somebody else read those questions, and Dan and I would be answering those.
Commercials they bring.
Yeah, these are just some general Super Bowl trivia questions, so they're not, like, too hardcore. And some of them are even multiple choice.
Oh,
wow. So that always really, really helps. Okay. What was the name of the first Super Bowl? Because the first...
Just the ball?
The ball.
The mediocre
ball. The mediocre ball, yeah.
I think it was the AFL-NFL championship.
Yes,
right?
It was. It was the AFL-NFL World Championship game. So they didn't even call the first one Super. So that came with number two.
Came after.
Yeah, it came afterward.
Came when advertising entered the show.
Probably.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. But which Super Bowl received the highest TV ratings? Because it surely wasn't the first one. Yow, yow, yow.
Now, if I had to guess, I would say, and of course this is like after the fact, so this is bad logic, okay. But it would have been Titans-Rams, ooh, like the closest Super Bowl of all time. That's
that
my
was,
guess.
That would have been a
36?
Great, yeah. No, this is in 1982.
Oh, let me guess, wow. The Dallas Cowboys.
No, surprise, surprise. It was the San Francisco 49ers.
Nice. Nice.
You know, it was the 49ers versus Cincinnati in 1982. Weird. I know. Weird. I never would have put it down to that one.
Well, actually, the way they count the stuff now, DVRs and VCRs.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't say how many people are watching the same way you used to.
Well, that must have been those big Joe Montana years when people were like Montana rules kind of thing.
I just think about 82. Isn't 82 a little early for Montana?
What, 88, I thought you said.
No, 82.
Oh, wow. That is a little early.
That is a little, you're right. Yeah. So I'm very, very, very surprised by that.
I wonder what the measurement technique is.
Yeah, you know, this is a claim here that it had a 49.1 rating share. That's a big share for a television, you know, broadcast. So
more channels now.
That's true, too. That is true. There are two players who have won the Most Valuable Player Award in consecutive years in the Super Bowl.
Why are you looking at me?
Because one of them is from a team in your state, which
Pittsburgh
I thought...
Pittsburgh Steelers?
From the Steelers. By the Steelers. My father's nickname for him was Curly.
It's got to be Terry...
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw. Oh,
Bradshaw. Yeah. You know, because Erie's pretty close to Pittsburgh,
it is,
isn't
about 2 hours.
I'm not sure you would have...
Steeler, my Ronnie is a huge Steelers fan.
Yeah,
very emotional. And Tommy goes for the Browns.
Well, that Steelers team was, I mean, with Terry Bradshaw and Frank
Harris.
While
we talk about one half of the question, let's take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback. Get those bells. Yes.
The University of Detroit Mercy presents Ask the Professor. On location. It's our annual picnic show, and this year we have come to Chillicothe, Ohio, at the grand opening of the academic theme park.
Don't get cotton candy on the mic, okay?
That's right. All right. It's the first academic theme park in North America, and I have with me today, that came all the way down from Detroit, we have George Pickering.
Sure. Pleasure to be here, giving away degrees.
That's right.
Step right up, get your degree.
George is very attracted to this thing over across from us called the Diploma Mill.
Oh, which, I love it.
Strolling along beside George is Kathy Bush.
Hello.
And this is the place, though, this Diploma Mill. You can have hot dogs with vice presidents. You can buy a degree or two. Anything your heart desires, academically.
Well, you can win it at games, too.
And you can do that. You can do that. Oh, we're passing the casino. Let's take a look at the casino.
Win so many student credit hours and quality points in there. It's unbelievable that you can come out of there with 32 hours at B level.
You're kidding. Are these life experience credits?
Oh, absolutely. It is a life experience.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like a life sentence, you know, but it's really a life experience.
This is really fascinating.
Step right up, spin the wheel, come out with 32 hours in religious studies.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from February 2008. The current ATP panelists will soon be returning to the studio to record new episodes, so send your questions today. Now, let's return to this classic episode of Ask the Professor from February 2008.
And we're back with questions about the Super Bowl, which, of course, what's everybody's favorite Super Bowl snack? If you had to be snacking them while you were watching the game, B, what would it be?
Nachos,
all right.
I don't know. I like food. So.
I know. I was going to say anything that's hot.
Buffet.
All right, Dan.
Thanks for narrowing it down.
As long as it has all you can eat in front of it, Dan is happy.
Excellent. Excellent move. Yeah.
I'm going to guess the quarterback of the Dolphins.
We're still working on
We're back to our question dealing with their two players that won the MVP award in consecutive years. Now, you got the first one, which is Terry Bradshaw, and he won that in, 79 and 80. Yeah. The other's a little earlier, and we were just talking about the pack.
So
Bart Starr. Absolutely. And that was 67 and 68.
I know the Patriots have been back-to-back Super Bowl winners, but maybe one year it went to someone else besides Brady. I know he's won it once.
Yeah, he has won it once, so hopefully that will happen again. Yeah.
He's cute.
You don't get the MVP for being cute, Beth. Okay.
Well, yeah, but he is. Plus, he does that weird, you know, he doesn't... When he takes the snap, he's not right behind the center.
Right.
He's back and standing up. And
yeah.
I think it looks kind of wonky,
somehow more sexy?
It works.
I think it actually looks really peculiar. But.
And he gets so much coverage. That's the other thing, too. Oh, man. I mean, he just gets coverage for days. True or false?
I do that on purpose.
True or false? Bill Parcells is the first coach to lead two different teams to a Super Bowl competition.
True.
True or false?
False.
Okay, it's false.
Experts.
Actually, this surprised me. It's Don Shula.
The Dolphins.
He took the Dolphins, 72, 73, 74. No, Baltimore.
Oh.
So, he took the Colts there in 69. So, and then 72, 73, 74, 83, and 85. Well, I'll tell you why my father said, you know, he went to Mass every day, like Vincent T. Lombardi. He's a daily communicant.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. So his dad said, no wonder he wins. There's a lesson to be learned.
Well, and I know that that 72 Dolphins team is waiting for Sunday. Because if the Patriots win, then they really have beaten that record.
Yeah. They would be completely undefeated in that sense. Mm-hmm. All right, not counting the Carolina Panthers or the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Because who does?
Well... Can you name five of the eight NFL teams that have not made a Super Bowl appearance?
The Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions, yes, that's one of them, folks.
Sigh.
Yeah.
New Orleans Saints.
New Orleans Saints. Says Dan, and you said you know nothing about the pigskin parade. Now, you just lied to us, boy.
Just going around the...
You got that.
Not been in the Super Bowl.
Not been in the Super Bowl.
No.
Yes, Houston Oilers, another one.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Vikings? No.
Oh, the Vikes have been.
Oh, never mind. I withdraw that comment.
That's right.
How about the Jets?
Actually, they have.
Oh, okay.
They have.
Oh, what am I saying? The Jets. Joe.
Yeah. Joe. Broadway Joe. One is a team that...
Not the Browns, no.
No. They've made it two. Let's see. One is a team in the Southwest.
Cardinals.
Yeah,
Cardinals.
Arizona. Mm-hmm. Another is... they just recently got hit by snow, and which they kind of needed because they've been in drought conditions. Any other clue I'm going to give is just going to name the city.
So, Southeast?
Yeah, Southeast. I think Georgia Peach.
Oh, Falcons.
That's right. Atlanta hasn't made it there either.
Wait a second, really?
I thought they had one time. And the other that he lists here is Tampa Bay.
I thought the Bucks. Something's not right here.
Yeah, there's that's what I'm saying. I think there's something.
I thought the Bucks were in
right
a few
here.
Years ago, and they're pewter. Pewter and maroon.
So, who's the quarterback now for Atlanta since their former.
It was Joey Harrington.
Well, I was going to say, but yeah.
His third string.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, poor Joey. Ouch. Yeah, wasn't he a
Joey Harrington?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was a Duck.
Yes, I thought. Yep. I thought he played
Oregon.
In your neck of the woods, as they say. Okay.
Part of the Quack Attack.
Yeah, what a Quack Attack. I love that. That's kind of cool. It is really cool. Okay, this is the eighth Super Bowl to have been held in New Orleans. There have been eight of them held in New Orleans. But how many have not been played in the Superdome of New Orleans? They were played at Tulane University's site. And I was very surprised. I thought they were all played at the
Superdome.
So close.
Three?
That's right. It's okay. Three. Yeah, but that's a real shocker.
Why would they?
Something else going on.
Well, maybe, yeah, there had to be something already booked for an event.
Was it before they built the Superdome?
No. That's been there for a while. So I guess I'm kind of surprised for that. Who has the longest run from scrimmage in Super Bowl history? This is multiple choice. And here are your choices. Marcus Allen, Emerson Boozer, John Riggins, or Roger Craig. This is a magnificent, this is a 74-yard run.
I was going to say Allen.
It is. It's Marcus Allen in 1984. That is an incredible run. Ooh, that's a thing of beauty when they break away.
I love it.
No, it is. You know, that there's a grace about football that's just an amazing thing to watch, I think. You know, it's just absolutely amazing. Now, who scored the first points in Super Bowl history? And once again, we've got a multiple choicer here. Don Chandler, Max McGee, Mike Garrett, or Elijah Pitts?
I like just think the name Elijah Pitts is cool sounding, so I'm going to guess that.
Does it say a team?
Sure,
is it the Packers?
It's the Pack that did it.
Not surprising.
Of course it's a Pack, but so sadly it's not Elijah.
I'll take the loss.
So that leaves you Don Chandler, Max McGee, or Mike Garrett?
Don Chandler.
No.
Max McGee.
It is Max McGee who worked red for the Pack. Yeah, and that was in 1967 when they played Kansas City.
Well, see, I was only a year old.
I was going to say, you're excused. You know, you don't have to worry about that, you know. That, what a team that must have been. Lombardi really put together a nice, what a...
Man.
He was the man. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Play Big Jay's hero.
Please. My dad, we heard that was it. Vincent T. Lombardi, you know, when he played for Fordham.
Wow.
And there was that really great biography was just published about him 2 years ago when winning still mattered. It's very readable. Anybody who's listening and has an interest in the NFL or Lombardi, read it. It's just an incredible story.
Okay.
You know, he was an amazing character. Smart, smart guy. Taught school.
Mm-hmm.
Coached basketball as well as football in North Jersey. So.
And it all comes from being a good Catholic.
Well, according to my dad, that's right. Hitting the rail every day, as he said. There you go. Who has the record for the longest field goal in Super Bowl history? And I'll give you a clue. It happened in 94, and it was 54 yards.
That is quite a kick.
I mean, that's incredible.
Is it Vinatieri? Might as well just go for the more recent names.
So. No.
Morton Anderson.
No. But those are great.
Jason Hanson.
Yeah, really. But that's, I mean, I can't, 54 yards. It was Steve Christie. That's like, wow.
I thought the record was like 65.
Is it?
I think it's a Super Bowl
This
record.
Is a Super Bowl, though. Super Bowl record, you know. And that was what was kind of disappointing in watching that Pack and the Giants game. That poor guy. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Although I kept thinking, how cold is it there? And for your foot to have to make contact with anything in that cold, those poor guys must have been about screaming bloody murder, you
That's proof right there that, I mean, I will live, I promise. I will live to see a college bowl game played in Minnesota or at Lambeau Field. Come on.
Yeah.
If we have to always go down in South in the Big Ten and play in the nice weather.
Yeah, thank you.
How about you come up and play Lambo once?
Right.
Let's see what happens.
Why not?
We'll make a big crease in Ford Field and open
we'll
it up.
We'll just make
and
you a big popsicle.
Yeah. No, like I mean, if they play hockey outside, yeah. How come they can't play football outside? I don't understand.
Yeah, there's a game played in Buffalo outside.
That's right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There have been a number of outdoor hockey games.
I didn't even know that.
And I think it's so awesome. You know, I agree with Matt. I mean,
bring on the snow.
Bring it on. You know, what did they do before Dome Stadium?
Let's build some character.
You know?
I know.
Yeah, I really think that's it. Next Super Bowl, make it Green Bay.
Exactly.
Heck yeah. Bring it on. All right. Only one player has won the Most Valuable Player Award for the Super Bowl while playing on a losing team.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. This is, again, total shocker to me.
Recent?
1971. Okay. So I think going back, a few years here.
Must have been some effort.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. I'm thinking like, whoa, dude, you got the MVP and you weren't even on the winning team. That must be pretty awesome. He played for the Dallas Cowboys. And this is not a big name for the Cowboys, at least that I can remember. You know, America's team.
Well, that's the Roger Staubach era, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
Chuck Howley. Howley. The 71 Super Bowl. Yeah, but that's not a bad thing. Larry Brown of the Dallas Cowboys became the second defensive back to win the MVP award. Who was the first? And these are your choices. Ronnie Lott, Mel Blount, Jake Scott, or Herb Adderley?
Mel Blount.
No.
Ronnie Lott.
Kind of
cool. No. Adderley.
No.
Oh, weird.
Which brings it down to Jake Scott, who played for the Miami Dolphins. That's, you know, again, Miami had some awesome teams. Yeah. I know this year they, like, basically sucked dry rock in hell. But, you know, poor guys. That's going to be tough. But this was in 73. So that was a good year for the Dolphins.
The Fins. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Fins themselves. Although those folks are still crazy about their Dolphins.
Yeah, they are.
When we're down in South Florida, I got to say, those are some good fans. Very good fans.
I've seen Ace Ventura.
Well, yes, there we go.
Snowflake.
That's right. Laces out.
Yes, there we go. What was the last AFC team to win a Super Bowl?
Now that's a good question.
Yeah.
The Patriots?
No, this is back in 84.
49ers?
No, it is a California team, however.
The Raiders?
It is the Raiders. Dan, see you.
There's like three California teams.
LA doesn't have a franchise.
But dude, you at least know who they are.
Thank you.
My dear friend Rick used to say, I love that team in the pretty jersey. Okay, so that's how he would always pick who he thought.
Do you remember was an episode of Cheers where Diane was picking all of the teams by like the color of the jerseys or
was
the
she
names
really?
Or so.
I didn't know it was true. True or false? No punt has ever been returned for a touchdown during a Super Bowl game.
False. Seems unlikely.
I have to agree with false.
I think that's true.
It is true. It is true that there's been no punt ever.
You know, the betting book in Vegas for the Super Bowl is about 57,000 pages. And you can put any amount you want on will the opening kick turn into a touchdown? Will the second half opening kick? Who will win the toss? Will they be left or right-handed when they pick up the coin? That's wild. It's never happened.
That's crazy. Oh, but, you know, isn't that kind of scary, like, about culture, about, like, betting that way? Like,
absolutely.
Dude,
you can bet on
it,
everything.
Yeah, just like win or lose kind of thing, you know? Name the only Super Bowl champion team that had a losing record prior to its championship season. This should give Lions fans total hope here, guys. I'm not kidding you. It's back in 82, and, you know, if it could happen to them, it could happen to us. Please let it happen to us.
Not Pittsburgh, presumably.
No, back in California again.
The Rams.
It's the 49ers, yeah. San Francisco 49ers had a 6-10 record in 1981 before they went on to win the 82 Super Bowl.
How'd they even get in the playoffs with that?
Well, I mean, that was the year before.
It was the year before.
And then
biggest
turnaround. Yeah, they come back the next year and like,
I thought you meant the year
Super
of they went
oh,
into
Oh, I'm sorry. No, no. This was a losing record prior to its championship season.
I should
season.
Pay attention.
No, I should probably teacher. Be a little more articulate.
So, John Kitna, keep your hopes up.
I'm like, dude, really, you know... That's the one regret I really have about my dad, who loved football. I really had always hoped that the Lions might have like just somehow crawled into a playoff before he hit that, you know, the big ship in the sky. And that was his wish too. He used to say to my older sister, "It was the year you were born was the last time you won a championship, and you're getting old, Annie." Okay, so it's like, gee, Dad, don't remind her. But that would have been great. Fox has been broadcasting Super Bowl for some time, but which network has televised the most Super Bowl?
ABC.
No.
NBC.
NBC. And a little piece of extra trivia. Who broadcasted the first Super Bowl? It's kind of a trick question.
No network?
There's no broadcast of it.
There was a broadcast of the first. Well, I was the first AFL-NFL Super. It was two networks. NBC and CBS both showed that they were really hoping to break football into the American market, and they thought that it showed it on two stations, on two networks, that somehow, I mean, how many networks were back in the 60s? I mean, it wasn't like
three.
Today. Yeah, I mean, basically. Well, four in Detroit, CBC, but, you know, there was always that.
Those Fern stations.
That Fern
stuff. But hockey preempted football
games. Hockey would have. Oh, and we're going to have to leave them off there. But luckily, we've got time and some snacks to get us through Super Bowl Sunday. So let me thank our panel. Professor Maggio.
Thank you for the education.
Professor Mayo.
Touchdown.
And Professor Lojar.
Go Giants.
Indeed.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu. Or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor. It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have our regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
A pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, I mean, it truly is.
On his right, from the Department of English, Professor Claire Crabtree.
Hi, Edwin.
Hi,
glad to be here.
Glad to have you here.
It's an honor and a privilege. I'm going to go on now. I'm going to make a speech.
All right. Are you through? Claire's right. From the Department of Theater, Professor Arthur Beer.
Hello, Edwin.
Hello. On our last program, we were near the end of a set of questions from Bertie Bates of Grinnell, Iowa, one of our longtime listeners. She was asking you questions about movie stars.
Darling Stevens, I love it.
Yes, Darling
obscure,
Charlie.
Obscure, we'd like to add obscure movie stars.
This woman was a nightclub hostess in later years, but when young, made a short subject doing some lightning-fast trick riding.
Annie Oakley.
No.
A nightclub hostess.
Catherine the Great.
That's right. Her first name was the name of a great southern state, big state.
Texas.
Texas Guinan?
That's right.
Texas what?
Texas Guinan used to run a speakeasy in New York, and she was famous for saying, "Welcome, suckers," when people came in.
That was Sophie Tucker.
No.
How many times did she say that to you, Arthur?
I wasn't there back then.
But his father told him.
Right.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Communication Studies Department and their studios on the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced, technically directed, and saved week after week by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Kathy Bush. Let's go Pates!
And we're back next week with another edition of Ask the Professor, so please plan to join us.